Well, hi there. This is KJZZ Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. This podcast brought to you as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. It is Tuesday, February 17th. Welcome to a fresh week. If you happen to have yesterday off, it is Tuesday. Also, happy Lunar New Year. And here comes the news. Well, lawmakers are pushing a bill to prohibit teachers from going on organized strikes following anti-ICE protests in Tucson. From the Politics Desk, Cameron Sanchez reports.
The legislation would penalize public school teachers who participate in organized work stoppages. Teachers at fault would be stripped of their benefits, reemployment rights, and civil service protections. The school district or charter school they belong to would also be partially defunded as punishment. Bill sponsor, Senator Hildy Angus, cited recent Tucson protests as reason for the bill. At the end of January, Tucson teachers called out from school to join protests against ICE, causing several schools to shut down for the day. Angus and co-sponsor Matt Gress say their proposal will prevent future shutdowns. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are proposing an exemption to a 2024 law that forces cities and towns to allow higher density housing in what are now old single-family neighborhoods. Matthew Casey has more on that.
The law requires rezoning by certain cities and towns to allow duplexes and other structures on single-family home lots near central business districts. Residents belonging to historic neighborhood associations in Phoenix, Tucson, and elsewhere formed a coalition to push back. They fear developers will buy homes in historic districts, tear them down, and put in multifamily residences. Builders, housing advocacy groups, and others oppose the proposed carve-out, arguing that cities are limiting affordable housing options during a time of historically high home prices. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Also at the state capitol, a Senate panel has voted to put the first-ever restraints on the ability of police to use license plate readers to find and track people. Also from our politics team, Wayne Shutsky has that.
The Arizona Senate's Transportation and Technology Committee approved a bill that would dictate how the data collected must be stored, who can access it, as well as penalties for unlawful disclosure. Opponents argued the legislation isn't strong enough and should have even more guardrails to ensure law enforcement are not using the tools inappropriately. But Republican Senator John Kavanaugh argued many people already have no problem using other programs that allow private businesses to track them, like loyalty programs at the supermarket that track purchases.
People go on Amazon and they know everything you're buying, even more personal on that thing. No one cares about that.
Democratic Senator Lauren Kuby argued for stronger protections, including allowing people to access the data gathered about them and putting time limits on how long the information can be stored. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, President Trump is tapping a hospitality executive to head the National Park Service. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen tells us, the nominee's company does business with the agency.
Scott Socha oversees the Parks and Resorts Division for Delaware North, based in Buffalo, New York. The company holds multiple contracts with the Park Service. It operates general stores in Yellowstone and an RV park at the Grand Canyon. Emily Thompson is the executive director of the Coalition to Protect America's National Parks. She says Socha's experience working directly with the agency could be a plus, but she encourages senators to closely vet his nomination.
To ensure that any conflicts of interest can be set aside and that we can make sure that the protection of the mission of the national park system is in the forefront.
Thompson says it's a critical time for the agency after staff and budget cuts and efforts to alter the display of history at parks. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
GOP lawmakers are pushing legislation which would require hospitals receiving public money to question patients about their immigration status. The bill would also require those hospitals to report to the state health services department on the citizenship data. Republicans like Senator Jake Hoffman say the plan is necessary purely for information gathering.
Hospital systems are burdened because of illegal aliens. Okay? That means that American citizens get a lower quality of care because of that burden. Okay, I think that's a worthy reason to require reporting on who they're serving that's illegal.
The patient forms would state that the citizenship data would not be reported to immigration authorities. Democrats are afraid it will be passed along to aid ICE efforts, though. Governor Katie Hobbs vetoed similar legislation last year. Meanwhile, Republican state lawmakers want to impose new regulations on the state land department following multiple poor performance audits. Those audits outlined several issues, including a large backlog of pending applications for land leases. GOP lawmakers want to give the agency a shortened four-year continuation instead of being allowed to continue for 8 years. Democrats oppose the change. Here's Representative Chris Mathis.
We have seen that there is oversight in place, appropriately so. Certainly we saw in the core hearing, we saw today some very responsive, serious, and thoughtful answers from the director.
Republicans say the department needs to prioritize certain industries like mining and accused Governor Katie Hobbs' administration of prioritizing wind and solar projects. A new civil lawsuit has been filed in Maricopa County Superior Court alleging a factory on the Navajo Nation was, quote, squandering millions on improper and mysterious expenditures before suddenly shutting down in July. Gabriel Pietrazio has more.
The Albuquerque-based firm, Indigenous Design Studio and Architecture, or IDSA, alleges that Mesa subcontractor Zenny Home breached its $50 million deal to build 160 modular homes.
There's a whole lot of money that got dumped into Zenny, and you know, obviously only to produce 18 homes. It's a mystery.
Attorney Jay Curtis says IDSA is looking to repair the reputation of its founder, Tamara Begay, in addition to recouping roughly $22 million American Rescue Plan Act dollars for the Navajo Nation. Zenny Home CEO Bob Worsley says there won't be a refund of any amount.
No, the money's gone. It's not sitting in somebody's account somewhere. So the company has been liquidated. There's no more assets. It's just almost theater when we spent every dime they gave us and about $4 million more than that out of my pocket. So, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Worsley also faces a separate federal class action lawsuit after laying off more than 200 employees last year. Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Some more politics news now. The recently renamed Arizona Independent Party would be forced to change its name again if lawmakers at the state capitol pass a bill barring political parties from using terms such as independent, non-affiliated, and no preference in their names. Amelia Monroe reports.
If adopted, the legislation would apply retroactively to December, when the former No Labels Party rebranded and the Secretary of State approved its name change to the Arizona Independent Party. Independent Party gubernatorial candidate Hugh Lytle says state lawmakers' time is better spent on other matters.
If we are going to use emergency measures, why not do them for ICE raids? Why not do them for reductions in our water supply that are coming? Why not do them for education reform? And why not do them for affordability and housing?
Independent Party Chair Paul Johnson says the bill is part of a ploy by Democrats and Republicans alike to ensure elections are held with only the two major parties. Critics warn the new party name may confuse the roughly one-third of Arizona voters unregistered with any political party. Amelia Monroe, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Oh, nearly a dozen people wrongfully convicted of crimes have applied for millions of dollars in compensation from Arizona, but the state fund established to settle their claims doesn't have enough money in it. Here's Cameron Sanchez once again with that.
Under the law, each wrongfully convicted individual is entitled to 200% of the median household income in Arizona based on the date of their imprisonment, adjusted for inflation. So far, 11 people have filed claims, some minutes after the law took effect at the start of the new year, swamping a state fund with only $3 million. Left unclear is whether that money should be doled out on a first-come, first-served basis if there isn't enough to go around. The bill's original sponsor, Representative Kyle Powell, says he's drafting legislation to refine the program. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, on some sports news now, the Arizona Cardinals have earned poor marks on player report cards released in recent years by the NFL Players Union. But as Matthew Casey returns to tell us, grades won't be made public this year.
Publication, which traditionally took place after the Super Bowl, was recently blocked by an arbitrator who found the NFL Players Association had violated its collective bargaining agreement with the league and team owners. In last year's survey of players, the Cardinals ranked last out of 32 clubs, which was a drop from 27th the year before. The Cardinals have since taken action to address poor marks for the condition of the team's locker and weight rooms. In October, the team announced plans for a new headquarters and training facility in North Phoenix, scheduled to open in 2028. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In basketball, Suns continue to be off after the NBA All-Star break. They return to action Thursday in San Antonio. College, following losses to Kansas and Texas Tech last week, the Arizona men no longer the number one team in the country after a 9-week reign. The Wildcats supplanted by the Michigan Wolverines at the top of the latest AP poll. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Tuesday, February the 17th. I'm Phil Latsman. Enjoy the day. And thanks for listening and downloading. We'll do it again tomorrow, of course. Talk to you then.